Good afternoon. Thanks for coming on a beautiful day that God has given us as we're here to celebrate the life of Lee Palmerville and the years that God gave him and blessed him with on this earth. So let's go ahead and bow our heads in prayer as we begin. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for this day that you have made. Father, we thank you that you are the one who breathes into each of us the breath of life. You're the one who numbers our days. And so we're gathered here to thank you for the life you gave to Lee Palmerville, for how he touched us in so many ways, for the things he taught us, how he loved us, how he cared for us, how you lived through him by your Spirit. And so, Father, thank you for the family and the friends that are gathered here this afternoon. And most of all, Father, we say thank you for your only begotten Son, Jesus, our Lord and our Savior. You are the one who gives us eternal life. We ask for your presence to fill this sanctuary and comfort us, the family and the friends, each one here, by your Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. We'll sing Amazing Grace first. If you'd like to stand, you can. You're welcome to. It'll be number 343 in the hymnal. If you prefer to remain seated, that's fine as well. The words will be on the screen. Amazing Grace. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found, was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. The Lord has promised good to me, his word my hope secures. He will my shield and portion be as long as life endures. Through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come. 'Tis grace hath brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me home. When we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, we've no less days to sing God's praise than when we first begun. Thank you. You may be seated. I think one of my favorite verses of that hymn, especially on a day like today, is the third, well, in this case, this, let's see, where is it? The fourth verse says, through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come. His grace has brought me safe this far, and his grace will lead me home. And it is by his grace. And so we thank God for Lee. As I think about Lee and his life, one of the first verses I want to read is from Psalm chapter 90, verses 10 and verse 12. It says this, 70 years are given to us. Some may even reach 80. But even the best of these years can be filled with pain and trouble. Soon they disappear and we are gone. So Lord, teach us to make the most of our time, so that we may grow in wisdom. Another translation says, teach us to number our days. And God has numbered our days. We don't know when that last breath will come. None of us do. But I know that Lee made the most of the days and the years that God gave him on this earth. It was sure fun to see a lot of the pictures of the early years of his life on the slideshow. Now I want to read the obituary here at this time. Lee Palmerville was born on October 10th, 1942 in Duluth, Minnesota, to Glenn and Dorothy Channer Palmerville. When he was young, his family moved to Portland, Oregon, and Lee graduated from Roosevelt High School in Portland in 1960. He then enlisted into the United States Army and served 3 years in Germany. He returned to Portland after his discharge and married Patricia Blazer on September 12, 1964. They enjoyed 57 and a half years together. Amen. He worked for a welder and later as a custodian for the Portland public school system. He retired in 2004, and in 2011 they moved to Lesterville, South Dakota, to be with his son and daughter-in-law as well as his grandchildren. Lee was a quiet, stern man who had a heart of gold and loved everyone. He was a leader in the Indian Guides. That's similar to the Cub Scouts, is what that is. And coached his son's baseball team. He loved being with his family and enjoyed spending time with his grandchildren. He boxed in the Golden Gloves in his youth and continued boxing during his time in the Army. He was a member here at Salem Reformed Church, and he will be greatly missed by all who knew him. Survivors include his wife, Pat Palmerville, of Lesterville, South Dakota, his son, Michael, and his wife, Tammy Palmerville, of Lesterville, 2 grandchildren, Jeff and his wife, Tiffany Palmerville, of Lesterville, and Vanessa and her husband, William T. Garden, of Yankton, South Dakota, and 6 great-grandchildren, Zach, Kylie, Tracy, Brooklyn, with 2 N's, Trinity and Elliot. Brooklyn made sure we knew that the other day. He was preceded in death by his parents and his brother, Dwayne. May God bless his memory in our hearts and lives. I'm going to read the 23rd Psalm. If you know it and want to say it with me, you are certainly welcome to do so. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And then from John chapter 3, verse 16, very familiar, I'm going to read verses 16 through 18. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He who believes in him is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. One of the hymns the family requested is One Day at a Time, Sweet Jesus. We don't have that in our hymnal, but we do have the words on the screen, so please join along if you know it and are familiar with it. I'm only human. I'm just a man. Help me believe in what I could be and all that I am. Show me the stairway I have to climb. Lord, for my sake, teach me to take one day at a time. One day at a time, sweet Jesus, that's all I'm asking from you. Just give me the strength to do every day what I have to do. Yesterday's gone, sweet Jesus, and tomorrow may never be mine. Lord, help me today, show me the way, one day at a time. Do you remember when I walked among men? Well, Jesus, you know, if you're looking below, it's worse now than then. Pushing and shoving, crowding my mind. So for my sake, teach me to take one day at a time. One day at a time, sweet Jesus, that's all I'm asking from you. Just give me the strength to do every day what I have to do. Yesterday's gone, sweet Jesus, and tomorrow may never be mine. Lord, help me today, show me the way, one day at a time. And that's how we live this life. Romans chapter 6, verses 22 and 23. But now that you have been set free from sin and have become servants to God, the benefit you reap leads to holiness, and the result is eternal life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. I want to share a little bit here on these scriptures and some thoughts, of course, about Lee's life and just about the road of life that we live, that we all live, no matter who we are, no matter what we've done, no matter what family or nation or race of people that we are born into. We all start out the same across the planet. We all do. And in that regard, we are all born in sin, and I'll explain a little more what that means here. We're all born with that disease, no matter who we are. That's the road of life. But as we look back on the years of our life, especially as they go on, and we get up there around the 80 years old and up, and we can see God's guiding hand through it all. Every step of the way, as we just sang, one day at a time. We see it. We see his faithfulness every step of the way, and we trust him to lead us. Even as we think about Lee starting out there in Duluth, Minnesota, and I think one comment was made in this last week about when we met of why did they move to Oregon? Well, they didn't like the cold of Duluth, Minnesota, and that's cold country up there for sure. But God had his hand in all of that, moving to Portland when Lee was just in his early childhood. And it sounded like the family within a year or two of each other pretty much headed out there. And his grandfather would have been on his mother's side. Elwin Channer was his name. Was a Presbyterian minister and was very close to Lee through those years of his life. And this grandpa would go out into the logging camps there in Oregon and preach God's word to them. So had a great impact on Lee's life as a boy, learning about God's plan of salvation that we all certainly need to know. So this road of life, let me go back to opening up where I said we're all born in sin. And why is that? It goes back to the Garden of Eden in Genesis when God put Adam and Eve there and they had everything they could ever want. Everything was perfect, no sin. And God told them, anything in this garden you can have except for one tree. In the middle of the garden, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you cannot touch it or eat it, because if you do, you're going to die. Everything else free, you can have it. Well, if you know the story, most do, maybe not everybody. Of course, Satan comes in through the serpent, says, did God really say? Well, and he's talking to Eve, well, he told us, yeah, we couldn't eat it, and so on and so on. And of course, Satan's lying to them, as that's what he does. You're not going to die. God knows you're going to be like him. That's how come he doesn't want you to eat that fruit. Well, it looked good, and so Eve takes a bite. Adam, who should have stopped her, comes. She gives it to him. He takes a bite. They didn't die physically that day. When God said, when you eat that fruit, in the day you eat of it, dying, you're going to die. Number one, you're going to die spiritually. And what does that mean? He's saying, you're going to be separated from my presence. They had perfect fellowship with God. If you eat that fruit, you're going to die spiritually and you're going to be separated from me. That sin is going to come in and then eventually you're going to die physically. And so they did. And so that sin nature's passed on to every one of us. And I've said before many times, we see it in the little babies, our toddlers, as cute as they are. And now we always say, oh, they're perfect. They're so perfect. And they are beautiful. But one of the first words they know without being taught is no or mine. You don't have to teach them that because that's that sin nature. So we're born that way. But guess what? God had a plan to rescue us from our sin. Thank goodness he did. And that's John 3:16, as I read there, because God so loved the world. He didn't just say, forget you. No, it says he acted. He gave his only begotten son, right, for us, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Doesn't matter how strong we think we are on this earth. Now, most all you were here to see the pictures, and you saw Lee as a young man, a boxer, golden glove boxer. Those are first times I've seen those pictures, even boxed his way through the army. But I was sure hoping that you would have that picture, and you do, out in the narthex. If you look at that big picture of Lee and Pat, and I mean, you want to see a thick neck and broad shoulders? He was a guy I would never have wanted to mess with, that is for sure. But as strong as anyone might be, we can't save ourselves. When the end comes, we cannot save ourselves. Nobody, no matter how good a person thinks they are or whatever, we are not good enough. It was God's plan to rescue us, and so he sent Jesus. That verse, Romans 6:23 that I read, for the wages of sin are death. The payment of it. The payment for sin is death, eternal death. We have a heaven to gain. We have a hell to shun. But the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord. And just like at Christmas, when gifts are given, they have to be received, right? Our kids don't ever say, I'm sure, when the grandkids and the excitement of the great-grandkids now, the excitement of the presents at Christmas time, they say, I don't want that gift. No, they, yes. And they open it up, And so Jesus is God's gift to us if we will receive him. God demonstrated his love to us. So as we go on, God rescued us so that we could then serve him in all many kinds of ways. I think of Lee's service to our country in the army for 3 years in Germany, right just before Vietnam got going. He told me that he got out, was honorably discharged. His time was up that he served. He was a driver for the company commanders over there in Germany. Well, in the military, you're definitely going to learn how to serve. We know that. Anyone that's ever been there, or even us who maybe haven't, you're going to learn to serve. And he was a proud American, a very patriotic American. And so the colors, red, white, and blue, the urn that the family made, if you didn't have a chance to look at it, try to look at it after. It's beautiful. The colors even in there. He was proud to serve our nation and did faithfully. But then it comes over into our walk with the Lord too, of serving him, because he's our Lord and Savior. And Lee did faithfully here the years that we've got to know him, 12 years since they moved full-time to Lesterville. But as the congregation knows, it was probably 2-3 years before that. All of a sudden, one summer here, this couple shows up in church in the summer from Oregon. Wow, that's neat. Yeah, our kids are down in Lesterville. We're here for 2 months. And then they'd tell us we're heading back. And the next summer here, they'd be again for 2 months and 2 months. And finally, the news came, we're moving to Lesterville. Oh, wonderful. We'll have them full time. And so we did. And just got to enjoy them. And still continue to, of course, and a blessing, a wonderful blessing. Now, as the obituary read, yeah, Lee was a quiet guy. He really was. And that's all right. That's how God made him. So it's been a joy serving in the church here as they did, serving the family, as grandpa, great-grandpa, watching the little ones, and Pat bringing some of them, well, both of them, to church for Sunday school. That's serving the Lord. And how awesome that the family could be so close by. And you serving them in this phase of their lives and giving incredibly as you have. It's a wonderful blessing. It really is. So Romans, just going on with another verse here of this road that we're on, Romans 10 tells us clearly, he says, if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, if you believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart you believe and are justified, it's with your mouth that you confess and are saved. We just read that and think, oh, that's nice. And we don't realize that when that was written, when they were living that out in the Roman Empire 2,000 years ago, the rule of the Roman Empire was once a year you had to go before a statue of Caesar, the emperor, and burn incense and say, Caesar is Lord. And if you didn't, you were put to death. And there were many Christians who refused to confess Caesar is Lord. They would say, no, Jesus is Lord, and they were put to death. We don't have it like that, thank goodness. It's so easy, which maybe isn't all the best in our country. So we follow him. We follow him one day at a time. That verse there in that song, one phrase, show me the stairway I have to climb. For my sake, teach me to take one day at a time. And so we do. The last, I don't know, couple years, you all know it very well because you have lived it. Been very difficult with Lee and Pat, one back and forth with health situations. The congregation knows it too because we've been with you as we could. certainly, through it all. We take it a day at a time. And when our faith is in Christ, we know even when things, when the days are like, I don't know how much more I can take. I know there were times that Lee and Pat said, we feel like Job going through all of this. When is it going to end? It can get that way, overwhelming. It really can. But we think of the hymn, because he lives, we can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. And our trust is in him. And that's how we do it. And that's how you have done it. And we'll continue to do it. Proverbs 3, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. We always, it's just part of our human nature. We think we got to have everything figured out. And we try, and we need to an extent. But God is so much greater than what we can do. Trust in him with all your heart. In all your ways, acknowledge him. And that's all in prayer we come together. And he will make your path straight. A quiet man, Lee was. But he loved his Lord, it was clear to see. He loved his wife of 57 years. Pat was just telling me earlier, it took me quite a while to even know that he had a sense of humor. I have to share something, just I thought it was sort of cute and very special. Just, let's see, last Saturday, the Saturday before he passed, and I was down visiting, and I had brought communion along. And of course, this time, Lee was in the hospital bed there full time in the house. And would you like communion? Yes, yes. And so I had the bread, took that, then the wine. And so I didn't know if Lee was going to be able to handle it or not, so I would have given it to him, but Pat was right there too, so she took it. She gave it to him. And here, you know, there's those little cups. And so here, some just dribbles right down. And Pat goes to put the cup away, and she didn't hear. I told her afterwards. He looked at me and he said, I could have done better myself. Oh, we had a good chuckle. It was just neat that, I mean, he was with it all the way. With it all the way, coherent, knew what was happening. And for him to say that right there, just, I will always remember that. And how special, though, that we got to give him communion, just days before his home going to heaven. So through the joys and the struggles of life, we cling to the Lord. And I've said this more than once. A friend of mine, I just said, repeated this back to me yesterday on the phone about a different situation that he was going through. And he said, Pastor Mike, you know what I've found out? I said, what? When people are going through struggles of life, one of two things is usually going to happen. Either they're going to draw closer to the Lord in it, or they're going to get bitter and pull away from him and blame him. I said, exactly. I see that so often, and my prayer is always that we draw closer to him, because he's the one who gives us life. We live in this fallen world, as we call it, and so sin is everywhere around us, and sickness and disease is everywhere present. And God helps us through it. But now Lee is completely healed and whole. No more pain. Rejoicing in heaven, seeing his loved ones who've gone before, totally healed, and seeing Jesus face to face. And when our day comes, as we know the Lord, we can join him there. Because, I'll finish with this verse right here. This is part of John 14:6, where Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. The rest of the verse says, no one comes to the Father except through me. Period. And that's it. We live in a world that likes to try and change that up, but Jesus meant what he said. He is the way to heaven. And we know Lee is there. Let's pray, please. Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for your word. You give us, Lord, many promises in Scripture that speak of heaven, how glorious it is. You give us many verses that tell us how to get there. It's not a secret at all. And for Lee, we thank you. We know that he is there with you, and we praise you for it. Father, you are the giver of life. A song we sing that says, from life's first cry to final breath, you, Lord, are the one who commands our destiny. And you are the conqueror of death. You went to the cross, Jesus, and took our place. You took our sin upon yourself, and we are so grateful for that. Jesus, you said you are the resurrection and the life, that whoever lives and believes in you, though he may die physically, yet shall he live. And whoever lives and believes in you would never die. You said that, Lord. It's just a stepping over, and we know that as Lee took his last breath, Jesus, that in that moment, he stepped over into eternity with you. And so, Father, with faith in your great mercy and in your wisdom, we do entrust Lee Palmerville into your eternal care. We praise you, Father, for your steadfast love for Lee all the days of his earthly life. And thank you for all that he was and still is to all of us who love him so very much, for the memories that he has left us with that will always be with us, for the things he has taught us. Father, we thank you finally that for Lee, death itself is now past, that he has entered heaven to spend eternity with you. If you'd stand, please, and join me in the Lord's Prayer. We use debts and debtors here, but whatever you're used to, that is fine. Let's pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. If you will please receive the benediction. And now may the God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Savior, Jesus Christ, the great shepherd of the sheep, by the blood of the eternal covenant, may he equip you with everything good, that you may do God's will, working in you that which is pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Our closing hymn will be The Old Rugged Cross, which is 327. That'll be on the screen here as well. After we sing this, you'll be ushered out. We'll go out here onto the carpet and have the military rites from the South Dakota Army Honor Guard and also the Ramus Bender Legion post here from Menno. They'll present the colors. And then we'll come back in the social hall here for cake and cookies and dessert, and it's just a time to visit. Okay. The Old Rugged Cross. On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross, where the dearest and best for a world of lost sinners was slain. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. Oh, the old rugged cross, so despised by the world, has a wondrous attraction for me. For the dear Lamb of God left his glory above to bear it to dark Calvary. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. In the old rugged cross, stained with blood so divine, a wondrous beauty I see. For 'twas on that old cross Jesus suffered and died to pardon and sanctify me. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. To the old rugged cross I will ever be true, its shame and reproach gladly bear. Then he'll call me someday to my home far away, where his glory forever I'll share. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown.